Clearly, remember our theme is supernatural lifting. Tell your neighbor, say there's always a lifting for you. In Christ Jesus, there is always a lifting for you. In Christ Jesus. Okay, hear this. From Job 22, 28 and 29, I'll start from there. Make it as quick as possible. Job 22, 28 and 29. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. When they cast you down, and you say, exaltation will come, or you say, there will be a lifting, then he will save the humble person. He will even deliver one who is not innocent. That is the product of your intercession. Yes, he will be delivered by the purity of your hand. Open to the book of Hebrews. Or Romans 10, first of all. Quickly, Romans 10. I'll read quickly from verse 6. But the righteousness of faith. Somebody say righteousness of faith. Speaks. I think if that's all I take from there, it's all right. The righteousness of faith speaks. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does he say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession what? Is made unto salvation. Now you are beginning to see a pattern, and there are no other options. I wish there are many more, but there are none. Your heart must perceive it and receive it. You must be convinced of it. Then your mouth will speak your conviction. And the devil that will stop that conviction has not been born. More so when the conviction we're talking about is of the word of God. That's just the way it is. But the good thing here is the righteousness. There are many kinds of righteousness. As a matter of fact, a lot of people practice the other kind of righteousness, even in Christendom. But what they're doing is that they're walking away from Christianity. They don't know. There is the kind of righteousness. The righteousness that you use your hand to create. That man uses his hand to create. But there is the righteousness that the Bible stipulates. And that one is based on the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Clearly articulated in the Bible. That's why the Bible says it's not of your works of righteousness. So no man can boast of his Christianity except as we boast in God and in Christ Jesus, who laid down his life. That's why we are made to understand that we are the righteousness of God. How? In Christ. Remove Christ, our righteousness does not exist. Praise the Lord. So he said this righteousness of faith, so our righteousness is the righteousness of faith. It's based on believing God for who he is and what the Bible says he is and what the Bible says he has given to us. To doubt that is to step out of the realm of this righteousness. No matter how much I try to make myself, you know, except by faith, I should understand that it is God that is working in me both to do and to will. And as such, I submit to his leadership, to his authority, the authority of his word and of his spirit. That's when I will not behave like the man on the street that does not know Jesus. It's not because I have the power by myself to do this so I can boast I'm such a Christian. No. You will fall flat. So the righteousness of faith, this righteousness of faith speaks. And where does it begin to speak? Your heart. Did you read it? He does not say in his heart. And then he confesses it. Hello? Praise the Lord. I say, praise God. So when men cast down and you say, your saying is a faith talk, is born out of a deep conviction the word of God. That what God says he will do, he will do. Now go to Hebrews. You know, I like that story. It's the story of the man with the epileptic boy. He had brought the boy to the disciples that they should cast out the demon because the boy would fall into the fire, into the water, and he was afraid the boy would get killed. But somehow, they couldn't. And then Jesus was coming down from the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. And as soon as they saw him, they all turned their attention to him. And this man rushed forward and said, look, sir, look, if you can, your disciples could not, if you can. Jesus said, if I can, the problem is not if I can, I will. The problem is if you can believe. Wow, I just felt the fire. No, with God, nothing is impossible. Please, let's take the limit off him. He didn't create himself with a limit. So he didn't exist for a limit. He's limitless. Your limit does not redefine God. I hope you know that. And that's why it doesn't matter how terrible your limits are. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, they have to move. I say in the name of Jesus, they will move. Masalabo sandra makashanda ya baba. You know, they will move. Believe me, they will move in the name of Jesus. They will move. The matter, they will move. In the name of Jesus, they must move. Jesus said, if you can believe. You know what the man said? I believe. Look at him. He said, please help my unbelief. Of course, he got his boy whole. Can I tell someone, I don't know where you are. I don't know whether you're on the internet or you are in this congregation right here. I don't know where you are. But right now, the seeming difficulty in your life is being removed in the name of Jesus. It looks totally impossible, but when the creator is at work, I say it is removed in the name of Jesus. I don't care where it has been conjured from. It is created. I have the mandate of the creator this morning to address whoever, whatever is responsible. I say, give way in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, I say in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. It does not say, who will descend to the abyss? It does not say, we will ascend. Hebrews chapter 12. What does it say? This word of faith which you preach is now thee. It's in your heart. And it's in your mouth. If you will confess, or if you will say, you will see results. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 1. For by it the elders, that is those who have gone before, obtained good reports. Why are we told these? Because you are at the position now where you can make good reports too. You can get good reports. You can leave a legacy of faith. You say, how? You are still alive. Begin now to put what you are hearing into practice. By what? By faith. The elders succeeded. By faith, they obtained good reports. By faith, we understand the walls were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things visible. So the things that you don't physically possess are not enough to stop you. In fact, they don't have what it takes to stop you. But pastor, I need to have this in place, and this in place, and this in place. If this will happen, what I'm saying to you is this, I hear you, but what you need to have in place that is not in place is not enough to stop your safe arrival. You will arrive in the name of Jesus, because the things which we see are not made from the things that are visible. So take the step of faith. You'll be amazed that out of seemingly nothing, God will meet you there. Glory be to God in the highest. The things which we see were not made from the things that are seen. So don't define a limit for yourself when God has not defined it. The fact that men are defining it does not make it real. It's a lie in the name of Jesus. That's why when men say, you will say, hallelujah. The truth is this, God knows why he created you. The only mistake you can make is to become disobedient to his voice. If you refuse to be submissive to his counsel, then you see you define your way.
So by faith, Abel.
By faith, Enoch. By faith,
Abraham.
We can go on.
By faith, Sarah.
So can I say, by faith,
Biodu?
By faith, Taiwo.
Is the same way heaven will write about your life. Is the same way heaven will write about my life. By faith. By faith. Say by faith. Put your name there. I can't hear your name. Taiwo, by faith. You know, when you do that, you eliminate the liars and the troublemakers. You just render their efforts futile. You just declare that they have no effect on you. Let them vigil from now till next year. By faith, what God has said will be. By faith, what I need will manifest. By faith. And if I say to this mountain, be thou removed, and I don't have a doubt in my heart, but I believe God. I can't believe God and believe man at the same time. Except that man believes God. So you see, the man who is saying is a saying that started from the heart. Just a few scriptures. Genesis 13. Just to give you an example. I'm yet to get to Hebrews 12, remember? I'll still go there. Genesis 13, from verse 14. If you can read for me.
The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him.
Now, listen to this. You know, by faith, Abraham became all he did. We just saw it. Yes.
The Lord said to Abraham.
Abraham, yes.
After Lot had parted from him.
After, look, please, take note. After what? Lot had parted. Lot thought he took everything. See, Lot had no portion in this thing in the first place. Lot was invited. As a matter of fact, Abraham was showing kindness to Lot. He shouldn't have taken Lot along because God said, leave your father's. But he saw himself as being responsible for Lot, who was fatherless. The father had died. The father happened to be Abraham's brother. So that was why he took Lot. But this Lot now became his number one enemy, number one trouble. Not enemy, trouble. But can I advise someone today? Don't be worried about the trouble that you are facing because you do good. Pastor, I invited these people. I even pity and employed. They ruined themselves. Except they repent. Have you observed? Today he's begging or she's begging to be employed. Tomorrow he is the number one person that will topple you from your position. But look at Father Abraham. Let there be no strife. There's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. No matter how much men have brought you down, there's a lifting up. No matter how much circumstances have brought you down, there's a lifting up. But do you know what the devil does to disturb this lifting up? Strife. Permit me, bitterness. Resentment. Now, you probably have every reason to feel the way you feel. But the way you feel is working against you. And that's why you have to receive grace. To refuse to feel the way you feel. No, you should feel the way you feel. Because there's a lifting up. Abraham said, let there be no strife. Come on. He's in land. Take what you want. And he thought he plundered in Father Abraham. He thought so. No, he didn't. And after he had gone with all his guys, Father Abraham, I perceive, sat down this small boy. Can you imagine? And the man was like, guess what God said? Read it again.
The Lord said to Abraham, yes. After the Lord had parted from him,
yeah.
Lift up your eyes from where you are.
Boss, do what? Lift up. Come on, somebody help me. Do what? Lift up. I can't hear you. Say it again. Lift up. You look in the direction you are heading.
Look north, south, east, and west.
Uh-huh.
All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever.
This is not the time to be cast down and letting your head drop. Lift up your eyes as far as your eyes can see. Whether north, south, east, west, the circumstances and the devil and man are putting you down. Lift up!
Amen.
Then he says something.
Arise, walk through the land in the length of it. And
can
the
you hear the instructions? Lift up your eyes. Arise! That's why I thought he was sitting down. He said, walk through the length of the. Which land? As far as your eyes can see. So, physically speaking, how can he walk through? As far. See, they walk into. Yes, no, you get up. But everything he's telling you now is metaphorical. He says, don't sit down, don't even cast down. Why are you cast down, my soul? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Say, arise! He said, now in the eyes of your spirit and in your spirit, man, walk through. So probably if you were there and you were looking at the old man, you just see one woman get up and maybe right on his face. You say he's mad. No. He's walking through the length and the breadth of what you cannot see. But where God is seeing, and he is seeing, because he's looking up. Can you see there's no limit on my life? Can you see there's no limit on your life? Can you see that there's always a lifting up? In the name of Jesus.
God heard the boy crying.
Now this was the story of Hagar. Now this was a very serious situation again. A troublesome situation. Yes, please.
God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation."
What did God tell Hagar? She has cast the boy down because they have been rejected, and she could not sustain. The boy was dying. She cast the boy down. She said, "No, I can't give birth to this boy and see this boy die. No, I will not." She ran away and started sobbing. God said, "Hey, lift that boy up. And I will what?
And I will make him into a great nation."
I will make him. How do you begin? That lifting up, is it just the physical lifting up? No, change your mindset about him. Lift him up! And let me show you what I can do. Tell anybody there is a lifting up in the name of Jesus. You are not saying like I'm saying it. There is. 31:12. There is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. It does not matter where you are today. There is a lifting up. It does not matter what has caused your present position. I think Christ Jesus, there is a lifting up. I say there is no limit. Whether it's the characteristic of your home or the causes of a 1,000 generation behind, the blood of Jesus is enough. I decree again, there's a lifting up. In the name of Jesus, no enchantment, no divination, no sorcery can work against you. There is a lifting up. Hey, in the name of Jesus, there's a lifting up. Yes, 31:12.
And he said, "Lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled.
Okay.
For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee."
Now again, that was Jacob in trouble. Can't you see that every time man is in trouble and you're a covenant child of God, God expects an attitude of you. Look up! Lift up! That's what he expects of you. There's a lifting up. I said there's a lifting up. In the name of Jesus, they lifted up. Hallelujah. But in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Seeing then that we are surrounded with such a great cloud of what? Witnesses. Let us do what? Run with what? Patience. Do what? The race that is set before us. Then looking." How do we run this race? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Now listen, if Jesus had been focusing on the troubles, he would never been able to achieve. And all we are saying here today is these troubles will come, but they are never your focus. Somebody say, when you begin to look down, and you look down, he said, you are going down. Rock climbing or mountain climbing instructors will always say, don't look down. As you go, say, don't look down. Look at where you are going. Because when you look down, fear will take over. You will stagger. You don't want to stagger on a cliff. So when the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, one version says, looking away from every other thing or person, we're focusing on Jesus. Looking away from everything, but giving a focus. Like Moses looking away from everything and looking at the fire. He is the creator, he's the author. So why don't you just anchor on him? He will safely land you. Peter looked around, he sunk. You will not miss your target. You will not sink. You will not fall. Look unto Jesus. Your confidence is not in man. And stop looking at the circumstance. Look up on Mount Moriah. He said, "Abraham, Abraham, don't lay your hand on that lad." He looked back to look at the voice calling from on top. You know, like, look back. Say, he looked up. That's what the Bible says. He looked up
and they saw in the ticket. If you don't look up, you can't find your provision.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. I am confident this morning that you will return with testimonies.
Hey, you know, I say you are coming back with your testimony. In the name of Jesus. When men say there's a casting down, we declare and we decree a thing. There will be a lifting up for you in the name of Jesus.